Our 9 News Insider is Mike Kliss joining us. Hi, Mike. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. What's going on, guys?
We're happy with the good old Nuggies. And
yeah,
we saw Sean Payton at the game last night. Saw Russ there with his son, which was awesome. And Peyton Manning there with his son. And that's a pretty cool thing to take your kid to if you got a lot of money. Can afford it?
Yeah.
Pretty cool for those kids.
Yeah, well, or it's probably not a lot. They probably didn't have to spend a lot of money, would be my guess. But I noticed they did the celebrity shots there in the fourth quarter, and they were all Broncos related. Justin Simmons was sitting right next to Russell Wilson, I think.
He was.
And he didn't get mentioned. So, anyway, it was good for the Nuggets. They those game ones after the long layoff can go different ways, and obviously it was very impressive what the Nuggets did. Now, I've been saying 3-2 Nuggets going back to Miami for Game 6, and we'll see.
Hey, what is the biggest takeaway that we can talk about from yesterday? Third downs, Greg Dulcich, little quarterback stuff.
Those were the two things I thought were third down and Greg Dulcich. I thought Russ looked pretty good too. And, the third down is a fun practice. I was on earlier today with the Zach and James show. The third down's a lot better than short yardage practice day. you get to see those guys open up. And Courtland Sutton, I'll say this too, Courtland Sutton. And I saw him last night at the Vaughn Miller function, the charitable thing. And, boy, he looked good yesterday, and he looked good, walking in with his fiance. And I think Courtland's going to have a big year.
Hey, you just talked about Vaughn Miller's thing last night and Courtland being there. How cool and unique is it when you hear Vaughn Miller talking about the Denver Broncos and really saying we still, Mike? I mean, I get it. You know, I got drafted here the same time Vaughn came in, and I know what the Broncos mean to Vaughn. But, one, how cool is it? But also on the flip side, if you're a Buffalo fan and hear Bills Mafia, what are you thinking after hearing that?
I'm saying the same thing. The Bronco fans are going to be happy, but what about the Bills Mafia? And but he was, didn't mind. He didn't hold anything back. He continued to say, we're going to have a good year. All we got to do is beat the Chiefs once, and we'll win the division.
that's wild, man.
He talked about how close he was with all the teammates, and Orlando knows this better than you and I do, D-Mac. When you're inside that locker room, that's a different brotherhood. And Vaughn had that brotherhood going for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
He was going on halfway through his 11th year with the Broncos. And a lot of those guys he's still attached to. He did say Surtain was the best cornerback in the NFL. He held back a little bit and said Simmons was one of the top two because is it Micah Hyde or Jordan Poyer with the Bills?
Okay.
One of those guys always get all pro, awards. So he had to be a little more guarded there. But, I thought that was I thought it was interesting. Vaughn is very much about he's really serious about becoming a GM or executive of an NFL team.
All right, cool.
He wants to be Elway. He wants to be John Lynch.
Okay.
And so he wants to keep all these relationships warm that he's had over the years. And that's what he's doing with the Broncos.
Well, right on, Mike. And we get back to some Broncos next week. We're halfway through the OTA session. And we're slightly paying attention to the Broncos right now. It's been interesting to see this shift the past couple of Junes, right? Usually where you gain a lot of momentum and a lot of excitement for the Broncos going into the summer break. Instead, they're taking a back seat for the second summer in a row. So,
They are. Everyone's got Nuggets fever, and the Broncos are not dousing that mania at all. They're still, how do you think the Broncos are going to be this year with Sean Payton? I get that a lot everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And that is the question. Will Sean Payton make a difference? I don't think people are saying, you know, McGlinchey and Powers, who are the two biggest additions this offseason, are they going to turn them around? It's about Sean Payton and, you know, is Russell Wilson going to get straightened out? And that's going to be the question. I think people are still interested in that. And so far what I've seen, I think the answer is yes, it is going to be a better Russell Wilson. When I saw him escape from Zach Allen and Zach Allen wasn't able to run him down, you know, I thought that was encouraging based on what we saw from Russ last year when we did see defensive tackles run him down. Granted, there's no pads on. You know, it's easier to escape with shorts on.
Sure.
But at least you saw that.
Mike, real quick, how hard is it? How long does it take to change a culture?
You know, two wins in a row.
Two wins in a row.
To me, here's the greatest thing that I heard from a player and a coach, executive, and in all my years covering sports. And it came from Walt Weiss, the shortstop of the Rockies. And he played with those great Oakland A's teams, you know, McGuire, Canseco, Tony La Russa, Ricky Henderson. He said, everyone thinks you need great chemistry to win. And he said, it's the other way around. You got to win to have great chemistry. Mm-hmm. So put culture in there instead of chemistry, and you got to win to have good culture.
Love it. That's Mike Kliss from 9 News. Appreciate it, Mike. Winning's the bottom line. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.